Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness, about who we are as expanding human beings and what is our potential for becoming greater, for knowing ourselves, for being more, I guess I'll use the word multidimensional, because that's what tonight's program is really about, who we are as multidimensional beings and how we can access more healing energy from those levels of awareness. So when we know who we really are, when we know that we're multidimensional, I'll explain what that means in a second, then we can access more of our total beingness. So tonight's guest is Marsha Levina, and she is a multidimensional healer. And Marsha, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, I mean, I guess I could define multidimensional, because it's kind of a, it's kind of an out there word, but how would you define it?
I think that everybody has their own definition of it. I use it in the sense of multidimensional aspects of our being. So it could be not a dimensional space. It's maybe a dimension of our consciousness, of our level of awareness. It could be body consciousness. It could be mental consciousness. It could be, it's an organization of information. So different organizations of information.
I guess it really, in a way, comes down to, I think what you're saying is that we are more than just our physical body, but we have an energy component.
Yeah. We have many levels, yes.
So but we have to understand that we're not the physical. We're not just the physical. Is that? I mean, that's a place to start, right?
Yes, and physical and other levels, let's say an atom, you would say it's a physical thing, but atom is mostly space. It's 99.999% space. So is it physical? But everything is made of it, and we perceive it as physical. But I think everything is vibration, and everything vibrates. And the system that I use, multidimensional transformation, explores that concept that everything is made or exists in a state of vibration. The multidimensional vibration, so to speak.
Well, I would just say it's another one of those new age sort of things. If I wasn't really knocked out by the treatments that you do, I mean, I know something is happening when there's about, you know, 10 or 20 of us even sitting in a room and you're pulling in frequencies, and I don't think it's just the power of suggestion. I am feeling something affect me on all levels.
Yes, because multidimensional transformation is about exploring a new way of our experience of life. And the way I came to this is I used to work on the physical level only. I used nutrition, I use different kinds of techniques where you actually had to touch the body or put something in the body. Mm-hmm. And then through my investigation, I realized that you can have a physiological effect without directly interacting through touching or through biochemistry, taking food or supplements and things like that. So you can simply connect and play with the information directly, and it will be experienced as a physiological shift right away.
Well, let's go through that. I mean, okay, so you started as a nutritionist, right? That was your basic
interest. Yes, when I started my journey, I wanted to know what are the ingredients of being healthy. I wanted to be healthy and independent of
other people
or, you know, doctors and things like that. Right. So I wanted to be as healthy as I could. And I started with nutrition. It made sense to me. And I learned that nutrition is very simple. Just whole foods is providing everything that we need. But then I learned about how you can apply nutrition in a more targeted way. So I learned about muscle testing. And it helped me a lot in my practice. I opened my practice and I was very successful with just nutrition. However, as soon as I start working with chronic cases and more complex cases, I realized that nutrition alone is not going to do it. So I started to explore other components, and I learned about energy flow in the body.
Well, what was that first step? What kind of energy flow did you learn about?
Well, I learned about meridians and energy points, and I came across a doctor, Tom Tam. He has his own healing system. It's called Tong Ren, where he uses those points, but he doesn't use them on the body. He actually uses them on an acupuncture point, and he directs the energy toward that person. So he can work on people, or he can work on his acupuncture doll, and the energy flows to the person, and the person instantaneously experiences a shift. That gave me an idea that it is possible to work long distance.
So I know. It's a little bit like voodoo, the Tong Ren, where you kind of identify this doll that has acupuncture points, and then you hit the points on the doll, and the person somehow is affected, right?
Yes, but, you know, long distance healing has been used in many traditions, and prayer is a long-distance healing.
Right, prayer is. So through that technique, though, you discovered that there's this energetic connection.
Right, so I started applying that, and that made me a more effective practitioner. But that wasn't it. I kept looking because there were more ingredients. So then I came across a system that explored subconscious mind and belief systems, beliefs that we have about ourselves and the world, how that affects us, because that triggers emotions.
What was that system? What was that?
The system that I learned is called Psych-K.
Oh, okay.
And it's a brilliant system of investigating the subconscious mind and shifting things on that level. So I started to apply energy work, unblocking energy flow in the body with nutrition and with shifting subconscious beliefs. And that really made a difference. However, I kept investigating because at that point I was extremely curious, and I kept looking into deeper and deeper understanding of the nature of our being.
Wait, let me just integrate that little piece. So through Psych-K, you discovered that there's a subconscious part of the person.
Yes, which is where all our beliefs are stored. And based on these beliefs, when they're activated, you experience emotion. So emotions themselves is not what you want to work on. You want to work on beliefs that trigger emotions.
Oh, I see. So let's go. I'm just going to retrace the levels. So you started with nutrition, which is the physical, and then you started to do muscle testing, which registers the energetic response to these nutrients. And then you got into the Tong Ren, which creates a kind of resonance between the person and the energy being sent. And then you got into the subconscious mind of the person in order to shift beliefs. So you're like building a repertoire of going deeper and deeper into the person, right?
Yes, I was collecting my tools. That's right.
Right. So then what happened?
Then I read a lot of literature about the nature of our being and start working more with the levels of consciousness, understanding everything not from levels of physical, not from a physical level, but what's underneath it. And I understood that the consciousness is a primary source of everything. So basically, the vibration of the thought, a vibration of an atom, it's still all organization of consciousness. And I understood that you don't really have to necessarily go to the physical level in order to interact with information on the physical level. So you can just go through other levels, let's say what we would call mind, you know, so you can actually connect on that level and send commands through the mind, through the consciousness.
Wait, so that brought you to another, what was that system?
That understanding came to me when I took a course in matrix energetics with Richard Bartlett. So this was a very important step in the development of my understanding how things work underneath.
Yeah, matrix energetics, it's an incredible system. And Richard Bartlett is one of the most far out people you'll ever meet. So his whole thing is about fields of energy and about sending frequencies into the field, isn't it?
It's about playing with information in the field, yes. So you could, it could be experienced as energy, yes. So it could translate into a change in energy.
A change in energy in the field itself.
Right. So the field itself is more informational field. But once you interact with it, it's experienced as energy flow.
So the energy flow that generates from us or is affecting us? How are you relating to it?
It's interesting. I think primarily it's all consciousness, but on different levels, for example, from our perspective, we will experience as energy.
From our perspective,
from a human perspective, yes. So at the very basic level, it is consciousness and its organization of information. And from that, you will take it to another level where it's experienced as energy flow.
I see. Okay. So then use the tools you got from matrix energetics was to kind of identify the energy flows itself, right?
Yeah, from matrix energetics, I understood that you can play with information on any level and pull in information from any field. So in other words, instead of applying certain techniques, let's say instead of doing Tongren, the way it's originally designed, you could just go into the field of Tongren and pull in or download in a set of useful tools. Let's say you needed to unblock certain points on the body. So you don't really have to do the way the original master did it. You can just get an information what's appropriate in the moment and pull in those points. So let's say for liver or for spleen, for any organ, you just connect to those points and activate them or downregulate them.
But wait, isn't there an infinite amount of different frequency levels that you can access?
Well, that's the thing. When you work with just different fields of information, different organizations, you go in, you can access any of those fields. Let's say if somebody established a system. Let's say one of the systems that I learned is called total body modification, and it works with structure and physiology of the body. And it's originally based on muscle testing, and you would muscle test a point that is weak on the body and restart that system. Let's say you restart the physiology of a liver, an organ. So through working in the consciousness field, you would just basically consciously access total body modification and consciously download that particular correction. However, the system already exists, so somebody has to build that system and create that field. So it's you do go into already created fields.
Now, can't you create your own field?
Well, that's what I did. Eventually, as I played with all these different modalities and technologies, and it all organized because I was working with them day after day after day and applying them on people who were coming to me for help. So eventually, this whole information organized in its own field that I now call multidimensional transformation. So yes, you create your own field if you wish.
So you're sending a frequency when you work with people, you send a frequency that they will be needing, a frequency in a way of your thought and your intention to them, right?
Yes. I send information. And it's certainly information is always, comes in some kind of frequency and it's registered in their field. But actually, when I work with people, the way I describe it is that we connect, we all connected through our centers, singularities. And when I work with somebody, we actively connect. So we're conscious of that connection. And the information that's available to me becomes instantaneously available to that person that I work with. So the person works on him or herself through me. In other words, I'm not really the person who heals anybody or does much. I'm the person who allows for the informational flow. Because I am connected to all these informational fields and I know about the tools that I have. This is all now available to the higher mind of that person that I'm working with.
But you have to link, you're in a sort of
sync. I'm the connector.
You're resonating with that person that you're working with.
Yes, I'm the connector, I'm resonating and I'm directing the flow a little bit. But I have to say that also the person in front of me, or if I'm working long distance, not in front of me sometimes, the person's higher mind, higher knowing that has access to all the information through me directs the flow. So I might consciously steer it here and there, but most of it is directed by that person, because what I do is I send a request in the field, in the person's field, and I ask, what is the next priority? So the way I work is on priority basis.
But the interesting thing about you, and as I watch you work, I can sense it, is that you're sort of out of the way, the personal being that you are with whatever problems and families and things is sort of takes a step aside to allow a kind of clear space to exist. Right.
Yes, most of my job is to stay out of the way or hold the field, hold the space. And that's why I don't decide what tool I'm going to use next. Mm-hmm. I basically send a request and I find out from that person's consciousness what is appropriate for the next step. Is it appropriate on the physical level? Is it appropriate next, the next step on mental level? Or is it subconscious beliefs? Or is it maybe something with energy flow. So I send a request and then I get what is the next step. And I might jump from one level to another. It's not me who is deciding what I'm going to do next. I'm just offering my tools and my knowledge and then I do stay out of the way.
Right. But you also have to have a state of presence of mind in order to play with the field. So you ask what's the next step, and then you, if you want to describe it, what kind of bodily response you receive to know which direction to go in.
I usually use my body as a navigator, so I trained my body to give me a nod, like a yes. When you nod somebody, that would be a yes, go that way. Or a no, when you just shake your head, as a no. Or I would use my hand as a scanning device for the information. And sometimes my hand, my fingers will be used. In other words, I will simply relax and my hand will be moved. I will feel like I have a magnet in my hand and I will just move that magnet. But what happens is there is a reorganization of the spatial flow of energy, direction of energy. So that people experience that in their physical body or around them.
So you're using your whole body as a dowsing rod?
Yes, pretty much. I use that. And sometimes I really allow information to just come through. And I would just get, let's say, if I need to find out where I need to get a positive affirmation for the person, I would be directed to one of the books which have a lot of those affirmations, and I would just get a page number. It will just come to me as a knowing, so I don't even have to send a request. I pretty much have that as a information come in. But it was a process. It didn't come to me all at the same time. I really just started at very simple level, using kinesiology, using muscle testing, and then I started to using my body, and I started to basically allow information to come through by itself.
Wait, so you'll get like an image of a page number in a book or something?
It's a knowing. It's really, I don't really hear it. I just know that that's the page, and I go there, and I get a confirmation, yes. So it's hard to describe. It's not exactly visual. It's more
intuitive,
knowing.
Totally intuitive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you have all your tools in front of you, or your Matrix Energetics books, your Tanren, your Psyche, what other tools do you have?
And then I also, as I worked with different modalities before I had this as a system, I started to develop my own tools. It's a set of commands. And by the time I had a whole page with these commands, that's when I got a notion that it is its own system forming. So I have my distinct, I do use other people's work as it comes appropriate for the person that I'm working with. But I also have access to my own tools that came to me directly. So it's basically different ways to interact with a person's field. So it's like commands, giving a command or request or sending a certain signal to the field of the person.
Oh, I see. So then, okay, the other part I want to get to, though, is you have your thing, you have your kind of intuitive knowing, using your body as a kind of pendulum to know what's the right thing to send. And then how do you send it to the person? So you're working, and then what's that feel like?
I just describe it as we're connected through our heart centers, and there's a flow, and we are using our mind to navigate through the network of information through different fields. So as I get a response from a person's field, I apply a different technique or different command, and the person responds accordingly. So let's say if I need to work with physiology of the body, then I would just go into the set of techniques that I would apply to change physiology of the body. For example, total body modification could be useful for that, or Tangren could be useful for that. But when I work with more biochemistry, I would ask about, I would send requests in terms of what are the priority on the biochemical level. Is it interferences such as microorganisms, viruses, bacteria, things like that, or is it heavy metals, or is it nutritional deficiencies? Because my vocabulary is very big, because I studied all these levels and I know how to play within each level.
I see.
But then we can also go to a completely, I would call it, spiritual level, and go time traveling into different lifetime and get access to information on that level. So and it could be one after another. Let's say one minute I could be working with DNA of the liver, and the next minute I am being taken to the time traveling to two lifetimes ago. So it's really non-linear process.
What would why does that matter? I mean, time traveling. I mean, maybe some of the people don't even believe that. But why do you even go there? What's the point of?
I don't really do it. It's where I'm being taken. So it's following the information that is relevant to that person. So the person is going through transformation. It is So when people come to me, some people come because they don't feel well. They're driven by their physical body not feeling good. But a lot of people come to me because they might have emotional turmoil, or they might have they just don't have a clear vision about their life's journey. So what I do is I just investigate where this information takes me. I'm just following the thread, and whatever is relevant to their objective comes on a priority basis. So although the person might be not feeling physically well, but there might be an entanglement. There might be some kind of, something that the person did not resolve on a different level, because let's say physical level is the last level. So if there is some kind of not coherent state on the level above it, let's say on the subconscious belief level, then it will constantly create a pressure on that physical organ. So,
Let's talk though about, I mean, if you could time travel and all that past, then what is the human being? What is it that we are really made of? Who are we?
Well, I think we're part of the whole, and we're like aspects of that whole. So we have our own singularity. We don't have our perspective. So we're perspectives through which the whole constantly inputs information, and we're taking information in and then processing, shifting it, and taking it, putting it out. So we're kind of the, there's a scientist, Nassim Harmine, so he would use the term event horizon, you know, so through which there is a exchange of information. Mm-hmm. So we're basically, each one of us has their own perspective, so we're all connected, we're all part of the whole, but we're aspects of that whole.
But we're also infinite as a point of our own person, right?
Yes, it's, we're always connected to everything. So yes, of course we're infinite. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as past lives and time travel and all that.
These are all constructs. It's the way we can explain things. I am personally not always very strict about the stories, you know. So if it shows up this way, if the information presents itself in that way, that's how I'm going to run with this, you know. A lot of people think that time is a construct, space is a construct. So when you time traveling forward or past, are you really, or is it just different points, you know, in the grid? So I don't go too much into creating a specific story, and I don't really insist on any kind of story. Rather, what I do is I help people to transform from a less coherent state into a more coherent state on different levels, on as many levels as it's possible.
Right, so you're not just working with the physical, but what you're working with the mental, emotional, you're saying too.
So it's anything from unblocking energy flow to shifting subconscious beliefs that hold you back, to expanding your overall horizons of your awareness, who you are, what you can do, how you can express yourself. It could be encouraging the creative flow of a person. It could be physical as well.
So let's then look at then how the structure of the being works. If someone, let's say, has an emotional problem, this is how I've learned it. If they have a situation that they don't deal with, it stays in their emotional body for a while, people say for maybe a week, and then it starts to drop into the physical. It starts to get buried in the physical, and then it starts to create more problems until something's resolved. I mean, do you see it that way, or do you have to see it?
Similar. I would say that I would start with, before emotional, I would start with a person is coming into this world and learning about this world and forming a view. For example, the view, it's a belief that the person is forming, and this belief is reinforced several times and it goes into subconscious mind as this is the truth. Whether it's the truth or not, but it's the truth for that person. So when you're a little baby, you observe the world and you download that information without judging it. So you don't really think like, well, that's probably not a great way to use it. You know, you don't have that when you're a baby. You just go, okay, this is how it is, download. And based on that, you form a network of beliefs in your subconscious mind. And they're just sitting there as a database. And it's non-judgmental. It doesn't do anything but gives you, it just supports your world. So the emotion is something when you come across a situation, and if that produces, that situation resonates with your subconscious mind, you need to react or respond to the situation. So your subconscious mind has a set of rules. Okay, so we're going to react to the situation based on this set of rules. And your reaction might be an emotional response, which is fear, anxiety, and in this case, your body will start being engaged too. And of course, the more you stay in that emotional response, the more it will wear off the body. However, well, that doesn't happen with every emotion. Some emotional response actually positively affect the body. So not all the beliefs are resulting in stress on the body. But a lot of beliefs they're not very useful in for the body. They're basically wearing us out. For example, a belief that you're not good enough, you're not a good person, will result in a lot of physical stress. The person will constantly strive for improvement and achievement and never would stop, which was very stressful. Two people believing, let's say two babies come into the world and they see a snake. Mm-hmm. The first time in their life they see a snake. So the baby number one, his mother is afraid of snakes. So she's going to see the snake near the baby and is going to yell and create a lot of emotional response that is negative. That's what the baby learns. So that baby, when he grows up, he sees a snake and immediately he has really strong emotional and physical response. Situation number two, the baby, she was near the snake and her mom came out and saw the snake, and she was a biologist, and she said, oh, look at the snake. This is an amazing creature. And as long as you don't bother her, she doesn't bother you. So this girl grows up, sees the snake, doesn't have any kind of reaction, just observes the snake and goes on. So the same snake, right? Same scenario, but two emotional responses. So it's really a belief that creates an emotional response.
Right, but if we go back even before that, we come in to learn certain lessons in life, right? So even before we create...
Yes, when I work with people, this comes up a lot. Some people have a set of beliefs that are fear-based, and I think that their objective is go beyond that fear, is experience... a shift from a fear-based to non-fear-based response. And that's a process. So all these, so to speak, negative emotions, they're useful for a person in a sense to learn about how to reprogram yourself, how to go beyond fear. And until the person is ready, so let's say it's a learning system. It could be viewed as a learning system. So you get sick, you get physically sick, and then you start, let's say, okay, what do I do? Okay, I'm going to start eating better, right? Okay, that worked a little bit, and then you start thinking, okay, what's next? And then you start exploring your emotional makeup. And then you go, wow, well, I react to this. Well, why do I react to that? And then you start learning about who you are. So in other words, sometimes what we experience as disease is just a pathway for us to explore who we are.
Right. But some people don't see it that way. I mean, you're saying that everything happens to us because it's a learning process.
It is a learning process. And sometimes when I work with people, I cannot force the chain of events. In other words, I have a rule. Everything has to be safe and appropriate, and it has to be under priority. So let's say somebody comes in and they have several physical ailments. I can only help them to shift that much in that moment. I am not going to insist on taking a lot of supplements and doing a lot of things, just what's safe and appropriate, because if we are forcing something on their body, on their mind, then you end up with some kind of deficiency somewhere else. So you have to consider the complexity of that person's journey on the soul journey. If the person hasn't learned from the experience enough to understand what it's all about, then you can change it for that person for the next week, but it's going to come back and might come back even worse.
So I'm just trying to understand. We're all here for, we all incarnate into the body to learn something, and some people will choose to learn some, but don't we all want to be the best we can be? I guess that's where I'm going with this. I mean,
well, the best, you're always the best you can be in the moment, because if you could be any better, you would be, but you are where you are, and that's just good enough.
But don't you want to even be better? I mean,
yes, and that's a journey for everybody to own. So this is not about being comparing with other people or other perspectives. You have absolutely yours. And if you're ready for a shift, then all the doors are opening up. And if you're still stuck on something, then you might need a little bit more time. When it's safe and appropriate, you will go through that transformation. I have some people come to me and one session, and they really go flying. And some people come in and they're working on one issue session after session after session, and then it shifts. So it's really, you can't compare one person's journey to another person's journey, but from each one's perspective, you go at your own pace. So sometimes it takes very short time. Sometimes it does take months or years.
I know, but why, just curious, why does it take so long? Everyone wants to be better. Everyone wants to be the best.
Well, you become better. For example, somebody who was always depressed, and that person in a couple of weeks feels maybe only depressed one time a week. That's a big shift, you know, but yet for the person, next person who never feels depressed and all of a sudden they're depressed for a week, that's a disaster. So, you know, it's all relative. So there is always improvement for every person, but it's, once again, it's only from that person's perspective you can see, you can judge.
But why, so we're all these separate points of beingness.
We're all connected, though, and
connected,
when
yes.
you shift, it is easier for other people to shift around you.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is where the momentum can be gained. This is why I love working with groups of people where you shift a pattern. The person, let's say in that group, one person, like everybody has something to work on. Let's say it's an emotion, or I would say belief, right? And when you shift, and everybody has that belief in a different level. So for somebody, it's a really strong belief that's it's very difficult to shift it. For another person in a group, it's something they've been working on it for a while. So for them, it's like, okay, just one more thing and I'm ready to shift this. So the person who, everybody's working on the same thing, but one person shifting supports the other person shifting as well. A group dynamic is always useful for moving patterns faster.
Well, is it possible to do a group thing on the radio here? Even though maybe the audience will be changing every time, like they listen to this on the archive. I mean, is it appropriate? Can you ask?
Yeah, let me ask. Okay, so if you just give me 1 minute, I will connect to the field and see if there's anything I can share with the audience.
Wait, but just so take us through the process of connecting to the field. Like, can you do the process out loud?
Yes, I just give myself a command, connect. And then I take a deep breath and I get out of the mind and I go into my heart. And the way I know it, I just feel instantaneously relaxed. Okay, so I am going to send a request into the field whether it's safe and appropriate for me to work with the audience right now. And I'm getting a yes. So my body is giving me a signal, a yes.
What is that signal exactly?
I'm getting a nod. Like my head kind of nods.
Your head nods and you're not consciously... Yeah.
I'm not deciding. If I got a no, I would just say, well, that's not something that's possible at this moment. So I would not be attached to this. But
you are getting a yes. Beautiful. Let's go for it.
All right.
So take us through this whole process that you're doing. I mean, however long it was. But.
So what I'm seeing is that whoever is choosing to join right now or at the time of listening to this interview at a later time, these people are instantaneously connecting to this informational field. So we just created a network, an active network, but it could be recreated at any point. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to work with existing group and see what shows up, because instantaneously we'll connect it. Whoever chose to connect at this moment will be connected and we will start exchanging information. So I will see what's appropriate, safe and appropriate for us to shift into a more harmonious state of being. And at a later time, wherever joins, they might just benefit from the same thing.
Great. So in a way, it is a time travel session.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So you're asking the field, what is it safe and appropriate for everyone listening now to have in their energy field, in a sense?
Yes. So what I'm doing is I'm then navigating, where are we going to go from now? Now that I got a permission to play with the field, I have now a set of technologies. These are my multidimensional transformation set of tools. Okay. So I am now asking, what is the next step?
I also want to tell everyone who's listening that if you can just, as Masha is accessing the field, if you can just tune in and start to sense your body, and as we access these different energies, see if there's some subtle shift in awareness that's sort of understanding where your multidimensional bodies really exist in a kind of feeling sensation. So go ahead, Masha.
So what I'm getting first is to erase pre-existing energetic imprint from a part of the body. And when I scan the body, I get adrenal glands. Mm. And, well, needless to say, we all get stimulated or overstimulated. So I am going to erase pre-existing energetic imprint from adrenal glands. And adrenal glands are organs that support us through any kind of stress. Physical, emotional, mental, immune challenge, anything.
Well, I feel myself taking a deeper breath as you...
That's exactly what I feel too, yes. So
Everyone else who might have taken a breath then or wants to is actually resonating with the field of this conversation in a sense.
And where I'm taken next is into the field of Tong Ren.
Mm-hmm. That's the acupuncture doll.
Tem, a brilliant, brilliant healer. Okay, let's see where it's going to take it. So it's unblocking energy flow. So we're going to work with acupuncture points. It's like a remote acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. So,
I have his book, and I'm taken to the page 15. So when I just asked where I need to go, I got this knowing that it's page number 15. So there's a list of points. Let me scan and see where we're going.
Tell us the points, too, because I do know acupuncture.
And the points are from clearing energetic blockages associated with feeling edgy.
Edgy.
Feeling edgy or feeling fearful.
Uh-huh.
So the acupuncture points that we're working on right now is triple worm is 16.
Uh-huh.
Triple worm is 17. C2, that's a cervical number 2, so it's just right there in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Gallbladder 13. Liver 3. Mm. Kidney 1. Governing vessel 22. And gallbladder 16. So these are the points that we worked with.
So those points, in a sense, are being pressed or needled in the
The point needs to be stimulated, it was stimulated. If the point needed to be deactivated or the energy flow needed to be a little bit subdued, so to speak. You know, sometimes you need to activate, sometimes you need to deactivate it a little bit because it's too much. It's actually happens it's regulated by itself, so
it's sedation. So mm-hmm. Whatever it is that is being done, I mean, we don't need to know necessarily.
Right, exactly. So you kind of direct the flow, but the field organizes itself. It's really fills in the gaps.
mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going back to my set of tools. And I'm going to emotional technology. So the emotional technology is the way I work with helping emotional transformation. Okay. And we're getting connect to a remarkable emotion. So we're all going to connect to the morphic field of some kind of positive, remarkable emotion.
So you want us to remember some remarkable emotion we've had?
Well, we're all always connected to everything. So it's what you choose to bring your awareness to, what you choose to activate. So right now we're going to reconnect. So you already connected to it, but you are sort of activating that. So let me just find that emotion.
Oh, why? Should I connect to a remarkable emotion I had?
I'm actually going to give you a specific one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
How about joyful?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Reconnect with joyful. So this is what I did. I sent a request and I went through the list of emotions that I have and I got so I went through my hand, with my hand, I just went through the list and I stopped at the joyful and that's how I know.
But we don't have to necessarily think of joyful. The joy.
No. We're just basically accessing the coordinates. Joyful.
But joy, the joyfulness is then sent to the field of who's ever listening.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, yeah.
I feel it. I feel a little euphoric or whatever.
I have a smile on my face, you know, so
You always have a smile on your face. All right, no, it's good. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like I'm in the field, definitely.
So I'm just going to finish up with organizing new flow of information so that stays.
So you
all
just...
right, and deep breath, and we're done.
Ah, so who's ever listening to this can actually listen to that as many times as they want and just go through that new organization of feeling. Of course, you can call Masha for a personal session as well. And
you can go to my website. It's multidimensionaltransformation.com.
Multidimensional transformation. So that's basically so kind of very brief overview of what you do with a person or a group, right?
Yes. When I work person to person, I sometimes work very specific. So we can go into very detail work on some level, whether it's a physical or subconscious level or other things. So sometimes the information becomes very specific, and you get a lot of understanding of what's happening with you.
Right. So, no, that's interesting. What was I going to ask you? So are you still then learning more tools? Because it seems like there's an infinite amount of possibilities you could, in a way.
There's, every time I pick up a book, every time I connect to a person that is doing something interesting, I instantaneously connect to the whole field, and that later comes to me as a something I can access or something I can use as a tool and repeatedly use it. So it's constantly growing. The system is being modified every, well, not modified, but expanding. It's expanded daily almost. I sometimes would be working with a person and I would be going, okay, let's see what's the next thing. And then I would not know what that next thing is because it's not on my list. So I would just have to ask, okay, what is it that I have to know? And all of a sudden, a new technology, a new set of commands will come to me, a new frequency.
I see, a new frequency. Do you ever work with like shapes, like crop circle shapes or something like that?
A lot. I work with sacred geometry a lot, and I work with existing images, let's say 64 tetrahedron or maybe Taurus or maybe Merkaba or Tree of Life, anything. All the standard, not standard, but more now known images, they come in and I can apply them to the field or specific layer, things shift. But also sacred geometry, the way, well, it's just geometry, really, we call it sacred, but sometimes my hand will start moving in a certain configuration and people feel instantaneously different. And I, it's not a specific shape that everybody knows. It's a configuration that is specific to that event, to specific to that energy flow, to specific to that situation.
So yes, everything is a frequency.
Everything is a frequency. Everything exists in a state of vibration, so it has its own specific frequency, and the person's health depends on an overall frequency of the vibration of his or her mind and body and all other levels.
I mean, do you see a time, maybe, I don't know if it's possible, just to kind of have that person and just send them all at once, every frequency they need, all in one shot, or...
One size fits all.
Well, you tune in and just say, I'm sending whatever's appropriate to this person for their highest
potential. Yeah, sometimes you can just create a sort of a session in the like a container with a, you could just create a container and consciously stay with that space and download whatever is needed. You don't have to know always what goes in, but you can create a container and fill it with stuff that's appropriate, you know, the frequencies and beliefs and energy points. And you can just send a request into the field and wait until you feel you're done. I mean, you're connected. So you have to be connected to the field, to the whole, and then you can extract information that's appropriate. You could just ask for parameters, you know, whatever is safe and needed and appropriate for this person right now, let it be, you know, downloaded into this container, and then you can just download this container. That's what Richard Bartlett from Matrix Energetics, that's what he does. He calls it modules, and that's that works. Yeah,
right. But I'm also curious if you think there has to be sort of like in homeopathy, classical homeopathy, there's layers that have to be peeled.
Yeah, so it's always going to every person will go through their transformation step by step. So you might download it at once, but it will be experienced step by step.
Mm-hmm. But so our process. I mean, our process here on Earth is not just to get rid of these layers. I mean, that's what healers do, help people, but it's to activate a higher potential in us, right? I mean,
you want to get to the level where you're not walking 24/7 thinking about your ailments. Where are you creating as you're walking?
Right.
So creativity, I think, is it. Yes. So to explore a creative potential and to play in the field.
Your job is, in a sense, to get them to that place where they can then.
Yes, I think that my inspiration is to help people to get to the place where they are in control. They are navigating. So I don't see myself as a healer. I might see myself as a conduit for transformation to help that person to get to the state where they are doing it themselves.
Right. So as you work with people, in a way, you're helping people get clear enough so they start to contribute, in a sense, a new frequency to the collective field of humanity.
Yeah, when they feel connected to the field and they can access any information they need.
Well, they also then add a unique frequency that is their original signature.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody adds to the picture. So the more people shift into the creative mode, the better everybody's reality becomes.
I see. So everyone who's we add, and it actually makes it easier for other people to be uplifted.
Absolutely, yes. So as one person goes into an expanded state of awareness in a higher frequency of vibration, there's nothing that person need to do per se. Just that person being in that space immediately affects the person next to him or her.
So collectively as a planet, then what do you see? Where are we at, I mean, in your evaluation?
We're in a good place. We are in a very creative place. Every day I see people waking up. And I personally have a lot of fun, and I see how people transform from a place where they're emotionally disturbed to emotionally excited, from physically sick to physically fit. And I see people taking their power into their own hands. I see people not just constantly working on health or the same problems, but transforming and then starting to play, doing it for other people. So I see this every day. So I have a lot of hope.
Can you just talk about some of, I wouldn't say miracle cures, but some of the great successes that, or transformations that you actually witnessed in people working with them?
Huh.
I mean, not to brag, but just to tell people,
right,
that, yeah, there's these shifts that can happen.
Well, I'll tell you an experience that I have with my sister. She's an opera singer, and she was working on a CD, her last CD that's about to be released. And she lives in Montreal, so I went to Montreal with her. And after 4 days of working in the studio, the piano was not working already. Every musician was run down, and she was just going, okay, let's do another aria. Let's just keep going. And what I would do, I would periodically tune in and work with her, and she would lose her voice after half a day of work, or starting to lose her voice. And 10-minute tune-up, she would continue and get another piece in recorded without any difficulty. So that was just a fun creative project. But I'm also have cases where I would get a phone call from a client, and my client, well, this is a specific situation where she couldn't get up from the bed, and she was very dizzy, and her family was ready to take her to emergency room, but she knows that the first phone call she makes is not 911, but my office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was available. So I worked with her, and her granddaughter was sitting in front of her and observing her. So I, as I worked, she was able to, she, the dizziness went away. She was able to, she couldn't quite move her eyes. It was just too difficult for her. She started moving her eyes. The eyes cleared. And within an hour, probably less than an hour, she was able to stand up, sit down. So she didn't have to go to the emergency room.
And what did you do to help her?
I just followed the layers. Some of it was working with energy blockages. Some of it was working physiology. Some of it was working with beliefs. I really followed the line. And, so that was it.
So where do you see your work going now? Where would you like it to go? I mean, as in its evolution?
I think I'm going to be working more with groups, and I really enjoy long distance working with the whole world. So I could be sitting in my office here in Milford, Pennsylvania, and I could be connecting to somebody in Moscow or India or any other place. It's really great. I can see myself doing a lot of group sessions.
And the purpose.
And I'm also going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching in September. I'm going to teach others to do what I do, because I think that it's not about establishing something and keeping it to yourself. It's about sharing.
But the group sessions are for what reason?
Group sessions is to go through vibrational shifts easier and have more momentum. So let's say in 1 hour I can work on one person. How about in 1 hour, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people?
Mm-hmm. So other people can learn this too. So the key to learning it is just understanding the tools and trusting your body, huh?
Yes, and understanding how to trust, how to connect to your inner knowing, how to let go of needing to control everything with your thoughts, because, you know, your thoughts are not even yours. So just drop that all together and trust the information that comes in.
So it's really that easy. I mean, I know it's not easy. You've spent years training, but
I spent years learning about different aspects, but the process is fairly easy.
So this is really something you put together. This system, which is a conglomeration of all these other systems.
Yeah, but it has its own consciousness. It has its own guides. It has its own tools that are coming through. So sometimes it's not about me connecting to other people's work. It's just me connecting to directly to the field and extracting information. And that information becomes a tool in itself. So it could be reapplied as many times as needed.
The information becomes a tool.
Mm-hmm. Like it becomes a command, you know, it becomes a way to organize information.
Interesting. So the information that you're getting from somebody, you're kind of re-putting it back towards them and organizing it for them.
Right. So let's say I can give a command, optimize brainwave activity, and that person's central nervous system is going to start shifting into the way that it works at the more optimum level. So if somebody's brain waves were going too fast or too slow, they're going to organize in a more harmonious way. So all I have to say is optimize brainwave activity. The trick is to do it when there is a time for that, when it's safe and appropriate.
So all you say is you just command optimize brainwave activity. And
that affects the person's central nervous system.
So anyone can do that then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They could do it for themselves as well.
Yes, absolutely. I work on myself a lot.
Oh, you do? So I could say that to me, to myself, activate.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you know, I often, when I work with people, I teach people instantaneously how to do it in a stressful situation. Where you would just first connect to your heart, take a deep breath, relax. And in that state, you just go through either some visual technique or some tool. You just give a command, and it works.
And I think there's something to that, because most of the time people are telling themselves pretty negative things. So they're in this kind of old space because
and
of their
they
thoughts.
Do a good job at creating that for themselves, so they keep themselves. But if they were just switching that, you know, what they constantly reinforce with a positive thing that actually coheres the information rather than distorts the information, so they will get the different effect. You know, in the morning when you just get up, instead of start thinking about, oh, I have to do this. Oh, what if this happens? What if this happens? You just start programming yourself from the very first moment into a positive state of mind, you know, just thinking about good things and thinking about imagining great outcomes. That is going to manifest in that manner.
So start every morning by creating your highest intention for the day.
It could be highest intention, or just getting into that, how would it feel? It's just, as soon as your mind goes into some kind of anxious state of thinking, you could just say, I'm just going to stay in the field of flowers, you know, and it'll just connecting to the feeling, or you can set an intention as well.
I see.
But you don't need to be very narrow. You can just, I'm going to have a fabulous day, you know, and let it show up in the best way possible.
So every thought is a frequency. It's amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you reapply that frequency over and over, it certainly has a big effect.
It sounds great. I've really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed what you're saying. Nice to go a little deeper into the actual technology.
Yeah, so I took you through the process a little bit, and it was fun playing with the audience.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some feedback from the audience if they felt any shift. Do you want to leave them with any particular frequency right now as we wrap up?
Let's see. I'm just going to leave them probably with a command. All right, so here's one. Release mental blocks to receive information from your higher self. Yes, you felt that, right?
Yeah, well, as you said it, I programmed that or accessed that frequency into my field, and I felt a bigger breath, so yes.
Nice. Okay.
So this is so we are these multidimensional beings that are emotional and energy sensitive and intuitive and inhabit a much bigger space than we have been conditioned to think we have.
Absolutely. So, yeah, conditioned is a good word, you know.
Yeah.
So you need to uncondition yourself or recondition yourself to the way you want it.
Right. Well, this is exciting. So I look forward to seeing you again. Now, what's your website?
MultidimensionalTransformation.com.
MultidimensionalTransformation.com. And you are Masha, M-A-S-H-A, Levinia.
Levina, L-E-V-I-N-A.
L-E-V-I-N-A, Levinia. Thank you, Masha.
I like how you say my last name. Maybe I'll switch to that.
Well, that's because it's like Levine with an A, Lavinia.
Great.
Levina. Well, either way, I know who you are. I know you. I know your frequency. Thanks for being a guest here on New Realities.
It was a pleasure, Alan.
And this will be available, and use it as wherever you want to promote your work.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because it really is, whoever's listening, a great experience to have this work done to you. I mean, you definitely feel things that are, I guess, the only way to say it, multidimensional. So, because it's beyond the physical, but yet we're aware of the sensing of it. So we have to expand our sense of self beyond the physical. So that's how I kind of define this level of multidimensionality.
I'll agree with you.
All right. Lots of love to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. Also, speaking of the multidimensionality, Lynn McTaggart, for those who know her, will be coming to New York tomorrow, July 17th, at the Meta Center. That's 214 West 29th Street. You can also look that up on my website, newrealities.com. Thanks for listening. Send any comments or questions to newrealities@earthlink.net. Good night.